We are holding on Baba Basra Daf Ches, 8 lines up from the bottom with Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. So Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya over here is actually the second Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, who's the grandson of the first Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, who Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya the first was the grandson of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. So a little bit of a genealogy over here. Again, there's Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. His grandson was Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. And this one that we're talking about here is the grandson of that one. So this is like Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya the second. So here we go. Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, Rama Deshura Ad Rabbanan. So he made a tax on the walls for the Rabbanan. Amalei Reish Lakish said to Rabbanan, Lo Tzrichi Niturosa. The Rabbanan don't need a Shmira. So therefore they shouldn't have to contribute for this tax to pay for the wall. Dechsiv, if I count them, they're more than the chol, they're more than the sand. Esperem leman. Now, what does it mean? Count who? Say, Elaine, if you're going to tell me the tzaddikim, the nefishi mechol, if you're going to talk about the tzaddikim, they're more than the amount of sand there is. So, the hashtakulahu Yisrael kasibahu, for all of Klal Yisrael, it says, kechol asher al svasayam. They're like the sand on the seashore. So, tzaddikim atzim mechol yirbun, but then the tzaddikim themselves, who are part of Klal Yisrael, right? Can they be even larger than the number of sand? So how could they possibly outnumber the grains of sand? Elahachi ka'amr. So this is Pshat in the Pasuk. Esperem l'maaseihem shel tzadikim. If I'm going to count the maaseihem, the deeds, the actions of the tzadikim, so then mechol yirbun, then they would be greater than the amount of sand. It's a kavachomer. Umachol shemuat, even the chol, which is a little bit, Megin al Hayam, and protects the sea, right? The sea doesn't come in and over and flood the earth, right? So Maaseim Shal Tzadikim Sheheim Rubin, and in the actions of the Tzadikim, which are more than that, Slakol Shekein. So how much more so Shemaginim Aleihim? They're going to protect him. So because of that, we see that these Tzadikim, these Talmidei Chachamim, they do not need a Shmira. They don't need this. Therefore, they shouldn't have to contribute to the what's it called? To the cost of the wall. This is the Rashi over here. Fine. Kios l'kaimed Rabbi Yochanan. When Reish Lakish came to Rabbi Yochanan, Armalei, again, they were brothers-in-law, as we know from the famous Gemara in Bava Metzia. So he said to him, "Man taima, my taima, lo taima le meho. Why didn't you, you know, this Rabbi Yochanan saying over what this whole thing happened, right? So why didn't you, Reish Lakish is saying over what happened. So why didn't Rabbi Yochanan says to him, why didn't you say from this pasuk, Ani choma v'shadai k'migdolos? I am a wall, and my breasts are like towers. Right. So what's the drasha? Ani choma, I am a wall. Zutora. That's the Torah. V'shadai k'migdolos. Now on the top of a davches, Eile talmidei chachamim. These are the talmidei chachamim that they don't need. They don't need the shmirah. Rashi says Eile talmidei chachamim. Alma ein srichin choma. They don't need it. They don't need a wall, right? So Reish Lakish saw a law could Reish could Dorish Rava. So Reish Lakish, who didn't bring this pasuk, right? The Rabbi Yochanan he brought thing. He says, "Ani choma ze Knesset Yisrael," right? What does that mean, Knesset Yisrael? Says the Rashi, "Kulam shavim leinyan choma." Well, equal regards is the Godun Atzman. The Talmid Begoyim, and they protect themselves from assimilating and intermingling with the Goyim. So that's his Rasha. Again, he says Anichom Zeknis Yisrael V'Shadai K'Migdalos Eilu Bati Knesios U'Bati Midrasha. So those are the shuls and those are the yeshivas. So Rav Nachman Bar Rav Chizda Rama Karga Arabonin. So Rav Nachman Bar Chizda put a tax on the Rabbonim. So Amalei Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Avarta, you were over everything. You went over all of Tanakh. You transgressed. Ad de Oraisa, va ad de Nevi'e, va ad de Chesive. Over the Chumash, over the Nevi'im, over Ksuvim. Right? And the Gemara is going to explain each one that he was over by doing this, by putting a tax on the Rabbanim. Ad de Oraisa, what did you do as over the Torah? De Chesive. Af choviv amim kol kedoshav biadecha. Right? Hashem loves his people, but his holy ones are in your hand. Amr Moshe l'fei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, Master of the World, Afil b'sha sha'atim mechavev amim, even at the time when you have the other nations which are dear, which means you're giving them a chavivus, you're cherishing them and you let them rule over the Klal Yisrael, kol kadosh v'yubi yadecha, but kadosh of your holy ones, meaning the Talmidei Chachamim, they are still exclusively in your hand and they're exempt from what the goyim will do for them. Therefore, they shouldn't have to pay the taxes, right? And then he continues darshaning the pasuk. Vehein tuku l'raglecho. They're tuku. They sit at your feet by receiving your words. Tani Rav Yosef elu tamei nechachamim. This is referring to the tamei nechachamim shemach. Because they are, means they travel, they pound their feet from one city to another, from one country to another, from another, to learn your Torah. Yisa midab rosecha, to receive your words, right? Lisa v'litein the divrosav shel mokum, in order to give masiv matan, a back and forth, a discussion about the speech, the utterances of what Hashem says. So that's how you, again, from that pasuk, it's derived that even though when the goyim are ruling over, they're not ruling over the Talmid Chachamim, so if the Talmid Chachamim will have to pay the taxes to the governments. The Anan Nevi'im, what did he do that was over what the Nevi'im said? So he quotes from Hosea, Dechsiv, Gam, Ki Yitnu Bagoyim, Ata Akabzeim, V'yachelu Ma'at Mimasa Melech V'sorim. They've hired lovers among the nations. I'm going to gather them, and they'll be diminished under the burdens of the kings and of the princes. So Amr Ulu, the drush is pasuk Zebeloshen Aramis Nemar. Part of this pasuk is in Aramis, is in Aramaic. So the word Yitnu, right? You here we teach it with according to the Aramaic, which means to learn. Im Tonu Kuluhu. If all of Klal Yisrael is learning Ata Akabzim, then I'm going to gather them in right now. And it's only a few of them who are sitting and learning Torah. Few of them are the Talmid Chacham. Yachelu mimasa melech v'sarim. They'll be excused from the burden, the masa, the things going to be put on them by the kings and by the princes. So you see from here that those who are sitting and studying Hashem's Torah aren't subject to paying the government taxes. Again, this is not necessarily to be a halacha l'maisa, but okay, but fine. Weiter. V'adachsuveh. Right. What did you say? There's over what it says in Kesubim. Dechsiv. Minda below v'halach lo shalit l'mirma aleihom. It's not lawful to put a tribute or to put a toll on them. Pasuk in Ezra. This is talking about the Kohanim and the Levim who are working in the base of Migdush. But by extension, that would apply to the Talmid Chachamim as well. Amr of Yehuda minda by tribute zu manas hamelech. That's the part you have to give to the king. That's your taxes to go to the king. Below this impost, as I translate it, Zukneses Kesef Gugalso. This is for your head. Your head tax you pay. The halach, right? This other part of the toll, Zu Arnona. That's like an arnona is like a property tax that you have to pay from time to time. Rav Papa Rama Karya Chadata Ayasme. So Rav Papa once put a tax for digging a new well, and he put it on the Asomim, on the orphans. Amalei Rav Sheisha Bered Rav Idi Rav Papa. So he said to him, one second, Dilma lo midvil. Maybe they're going to dig, but they're not going to get any water. So now it's going to come out. What did you do? You took money from Yisomim, and it was nothing. It was a loss, right? So everyone else, they're like mevater. Okay, so they lost out on it. You took the money, but what do you do? The Yosom is a katan. So he can't be mevater on this, right? He can't relinquish any his rights on the money. So you stole from him. So Amalei Mishka Shak Kilna Minayhu. Right, I'm going to collect the money from them. E midvil, and if they get water, midvil, then they'll have water. Fine, so then everything works out because they contribute because they need it also. The orphans also are going to drink. Vilo, if not, they're going to draw the dig and they're not going to find any water. So in that case, mahadarna le nihalaihu. I'm going to give back the money to them, so it's not stealing. There's no problem over here. Okay, now continuing with communal things that we can force people to contribute for the welfare of everybody. Amar Rav Yehuda hakol agle gapa. Everybody has to pay for the building and the upkeep of these city gates, right? And for this, afilu miyasme, even the orphans have to pay for this. Avabad, rabbonim lo tzricha nitirusa. Rabbonim, as we said, don't require this shmira, so then the city gates aren't for them, they're from everyone else, so therefore they are exempt from contributing to this collection. Hakol lekaria pasya, everybody has to pay for the digging of these wells, right? And for this, I feel them in this. The rabbis do need water. The shmir they don't need, but everyone needs water, right? You can say drasha ain't mayim al Torah, but okay, no. Here means pashat pashat pshat. You need water to drink. Velo amaron ela delo nafki ba'achluza. When we're talking about this, is when people don't go out, in large groups to do the digging, right? But when that's only when they are collecting the money from them. But if part of the taxes that they have a work day where everyone has to go out and pick up a shovel and start digging, nafki ba'achluza. If everyone's going to in mass, they're going in and digging these cisterns to get the water. Rabban and Labane Mepak Ba'uchlusa Ninhu. No, they're not expected to go out, and that's for the labor they are exempt from. But again, if it was a financial thing, then they would have to contribute. Okay. Rebbe, this is Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi. Pasach Otsarois Bishnei Batsaros. He opened up his storehouses to give out food to people during a time of famine. Amar said like this, Yikan Sibali Mikra. You know who can come in and take this food? People who have learned Mikra, people who know Chumash. Bali Mishnah, people who know Chumash. Bali Talmud, people who know Gemara. Bali Halacha, people who know Halacha. Bali Haggadah, people who know Haggadahs. Aval, but Ami Haaretz Al Yikansu. But an Am Haaretz should not come in. I'm not. This again doesn't mean that they were starving. If they're starving, of course they would give them food. But it's a case of giving the extras that he's only giving to the Talmid Chachamim. So Dochok Rabbi Yonasan Ben Amram Ben Nichnas. There was this Tana. Now this is an interesting Tana. He Rabbi Yonasan Ben Amram was like the last generation of the Tanoim. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, there's only one halacha we have in Shas in his name. But okay, here he is. So he pushes his way to get in. So Amrlo Rabbi Panaseni, give me a Parnasa, sustaini, give me some food. So Amrlo, so Rabbi Yonasi says to him, Bini Karisa, do you know how to learn Mishnah? Amr lo lav. No, I don't. So Shanisa, do you know? Oh, I'm sorry, but I did it backwards. Karisa is Chumash. Do you know Chumash? He says no. Shanisa is do you know Mishnah? So Amr lo lav. Lav. He says no. So in came ma afar sedi afar nescha. So what should I give you parnasa for? Right? Meaning this is I'm not feeding people who ameharitz. So Amr lo, he said parnaseini kekelev chaoriv. Feed me like you would give like a dog. Right, and a raven, they get food. They don't know how to learn. They still get food. So Parnasay. So he gave him. He was moved by his argument, and he ended up giving him food from his storehouses. So Boston did not fuck after this Rabbi Yonasan Ben Amram left. Yosef Rebbe for Kometz Dyer. He was very upset by this, by what happened. But Amri says, Oili, woe is to me, Shnesati Piti La Am Haaretz. I gave bread to an Am Haaretz. So Amulfan Rabbi Shimon Bar Rabbi, so his son says to his father, Rabbi, right? Shema Yonasan ben Amram Talmid Chahu. Maybe that was your Talmud, right? V'she'eno roitz lehanos michvoy Torah miyomav. He never was wanted to get any benefit from the fact that he really is a Talmud Chacham. So Vodku, they searched, Ashkach, they found out, Am Rebbe, Yikansu Hakol. Once they found this was really what happened, that he really was a big Talmud Chacham, but he just was a big Anav, and he didn't want to show off, and don't give me, seriously, don't give me food because I'm a Talmud Chacham, give me like you would give to a Kelev, or to an Orev. But then once he realized there may be other people who are hiding the fact that they really Talmud Chachamim, so in that case, he said, Yikansu Hakol, let everybody come in. Everybody can now come in. Okay, so now, this idea of not wanting to feed the people who are Ame Haaretz, so Rebbe Letamai, this is going to his sheet, he's consistent with his reasoning, as he says elsewhere, to Om Rebbe, Ein Pronas Bo L'Oilam El B'Shvil Ame Haaretz. The only reason why suffering and punishments come into the world is because of the Ame Haaretz. Brings a Maisa Shehoya. Kishahu Demei Kalila Dishdu Ativeria. There was a, this is an interesting word, it's a, Kalila means it's a crown. The Latin is arum carnarium. It means the gold of the crown. They used to be they would have to give gold for the king's crown. Then it just like that became like just a regular tax, like everything. But the name stuck, called the crown tax. So they were collecting this crown tax for them. That's the word kalila, like the kalila is a crown. Also the kaimid rebbe for amrulei. So the people of Tveria came to Rebbe, leisnu rabbanan bahadan. Then the rabbanan, the talmid chachamim should give along with us to this crown tax. Amrulehu lo. Rabbi Yehuda says, nope, they're potter, they're not going to give. Amrulais has said, Arukinon. They said, then we're going to run away. If we leave, then now they're still going to ask for the money, and it's all going to go in the Talmid Chacham. So you want us to pay for it, we're out of here. So Amrulehu, Aroku, goodbye, run away. If that's what you want to do, goodbye. Araku Palgehon. So half of the city's residents ran away. Slendalu Palga. So after half of them ran away, then the authorities, the government, reduced the amount of the tax, this crown tax, by half. They originally, let's say it was originally, $10,000. Half people ran away. So now they made $5,000. They knocked it off in half. Also, Han Hu Palga Kai made a Rebbe. So the half that was still remaining in Tvera comes to Rebbe Hanasi Armulei, and they said to him, Lesu Rabban and Bahadan, let the Talmid Chacham who are here contribute with us, the other half. Amr Lahu, lo, no, because these are Talmid Chachamim, and they are, the Rabbanim are exempt. Arukinon, we're going to run away. He says, Aroku, go, run away, if that's what you want, get out of here. Araku Kulahu, they all ran. Pash Hahu Koves, there was just one launderer, one guy does the dry cleaning, one guy was left in town, all of Tveria. Shaduhu Akoves, so the authorities put the entire tax, that whatever, that $5,000 was left, they put it all in this one guy. So Arkoves. So then he ran away. I'm not paying the whole money. And once he ran away, this is the Maisa, Paka Kalila, the whole crown tax went away as well. They canceled the whole thing. So you see from that Yehuda Nasi held strong, and every time he did, the tax was reduced upon the Rabbanan. So Amrebi Reisim, look, see for yourself. You see that suffering, that these hardships are coming because of the Amei Haaretz. As soon as they all ran away, then this tax was completely canceled. So that's the proof of the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. Okay, continues now. The Gemara is discussing about how long you had to live in the city to be considered to be a resident. Says the Gemara, V'kami yehe ba'ir v'heik anshi ha'ir. Right? So it had to be 12 months. Raminhu, literally, Ram means to lift up. So I'll raise a contradiction, right? Ha chameres v'hagameles, people who a donkey driver or a camel driver, v'haveres mimakom lemakom, or someone who's just traveling from one place to another. V'lon besocha v'hudcha imahim. So it's talking about ir hanidachas, that where the ir hanidachas, where you have 51% of the city. Violates Avodah Zarah, so then there's a punishment. All their Chayv Misa, obviously, and all their possessions get burned up as well. There is the Gemara in Sanhedrin, I think on Ayin Aleph, that says that it never happened because the requirements, talking there by Ben Soramora, and just like a Ben Soramora, there's such difficult requirements to make it actually happen in practice. So too, one of the requirements to have an Ir Hanidachas, that it can't be a city with a single mezuzah. So how you talking? Could you have a single Jewish home, a whole community without one single mezuzah? So this never really happened. Okay, but nevertheless, we're learning the dinim. So lan b'tzorcha v'hudcha imahin. So these people who are passing by, and they were now staying over in this Ir Hanidachas, hein b'skila, they're going to get skila, like an individual, not like the rabbim, mamonim poli, but their money is saved. It's not going to get burned like and destroyed like the rest of the inhabitants of the Ir Hanidachas. Okay, now, because they get skila, so that's the individual, but it's ironic. It's counterintuitive. If there would have been the majority of it, then the actual death penalty becomes saif, which is less than skila, but that's the din. So the Brisa continues, says like this, im nishtahu sham shloshim yom, not they were staying overnight, but now that they're 30 days, hein b'saif monam oved. Now they get the same punishment, they get saif, because they are treated like a resident of the city, and their money does get, the property does get destroyed like everybody else. But what do you see from this Brisa? You see that to establish your residence in a place is 30 days, right? Not like 12 months. So Omarava Lokasha. What is it? Is it 12 months or is it 1 month? 30 days. Ha livene masa ha li suve masa. The 12 months is that to be a member of a city. But the 30 days is to be like a resident of the city. That's how they resolve the two brises. Kiditang, like you learned. Hamuda Hana me anshe ha'ir. If a person makes a brise, I'm not gonna get any hana from people who in a city. Anybody who's there for 12 months, right? But anybody who's there for less than 12 months, right? It's also, but if they're less. So you see from this that the cutoff is 12 months. That's when he says, me'anshe ha'ir. What if the Lashon was taken with a little bit different? Instead of saying anshe, he says, mi yoshve ha'ir. If he says, the residents of this particular, and again, it sounds like we're splitting hairs a little bit, but there is a difference in halacha between anshe ha'ir and yoshve ha'ir. If it's the resident of a city, sakol shenishtahu sham shloshim yom, 30 days, os lehanos mimenu. Then already he's a resident, right? Pachos mikam, if he's less than there for 30 days, muta lehanos mimenu. He could get benefit for him from anybody who's been there 29 days or less. So the more I ask the Chomili, mi ba'inin shnayim asar chodesh, is this really true? That this is like for 12 months is what the requirement is for all sorts of things? V'hatanya, we learned in a brisa, Shloshim Yom, if you've been in a city for 30 days, then that place you have to contribute letamchu. You have to give to the charity platter, right? That's what they use to distribute the food to the poor, right? On Amud Beis, we'll talk more about that. Shlosha Chodashim, if you're there for 3 months, lekupa, you have to give to the tzedakah, to the charity box. Shisha, if you're there for 6 months, lechsus, you have to pay for the clothing drive, right? Tisha, if you're there for 9 days, lekavur, you have to pay for the burial society, for their funds. Shnai Moser, lepasi ha'ir. And if you're there for 12 months, you have to give to the pasi ha'ir, is like the, it's a column, it means like the, it's a security fence. So Amar Rabbi Asi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kitna Nami Masnisin, Shnai Moser Chodesh, when we learned our 12 months in the Mishnah, right, that's also talking lepasi ha'ir tanan. It's in the context of strengthening the protection, the fence, the columns of the city, literally, that it's not talking about other things as well. Amar Rabbi Asi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hakol lepasi ha'ir v'afilu miyasmei. Everybody has to contribute to this protection, these columns for the city. We even collect from Yisomim, Aval Rabbanan lo, right? As we've seen over and over again, the rabbis, the Talmid Chacham, don't have to contribute to this protection. The Rabbanan, Latzrichi Netirusa, they don't need a Shmira for that. Amr Papa, Beshua, Ula, Parasha'a, Ula, Tarzina, for these things that are these, like, it's the wall, it's a horseman, and it's guards. Afilu miyasme, even those we would collect from the Yisomim. Avarbanan lo tzviche nitirusa, but the Rabbanan don't pay for this because they don't need the Shemira. Klal de milsa, though. The rule is, by all this, kol milsa de isbehu hana mine, anything that we getting, you know, benefit from, afilu miyasme, would even, you have to pay for these things because you're benefiting from it. And again, usually we're much more strict with the property of the Yisomim, but since they do need all these things, they need the protection of the walls, the horsemen, the guards, v'chule, the waters we saw, all these things, so then they would contribute to it. Rabba Rama Tzedaka Ayasme Debe Barmarion. So Rabba made the Yisomim from this place of Barmarion, he made them contribute for this. So Amalei Abaye says to him, Patane Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda Ein Poskin Tzedaka Al Yisomim. Right, we don't collect money from the Yisomim. We don't like impose this on them. Right, I feel the pidyon shvuyim, even for this great mitzvah we're going to talk about of redeeming captives. Right, so Amar Lei, Sarabbas is back to him. Ana ach shevinhu ka avidno. No, I did this to make them more choshev, to give them, to elevate them in their standing, so people give them kavod because they're being, you know, generous with their money. But you know, not that it's a hana on them. Right. Well, I mean, it is a hanot in the sense of that, but it's the sense that he did this to you know, raise their status, to help them. So Ifra Hurmiz, this woman Ifra Hurmiz, who was Ime de Shavar Malka, was the mother of Shavar Malka, the king of Persia, Shadra Arnika de Dinare Lekaimid Rav Yosef. She sent him a purse full of money to Rav Yosef, and she said to him, Lehave le mitzvah rabba. This money that I'm sending you, do with it a mitzvah rabba, a great mitzvah. Yosef Rav Yosef akam ayin bo. So Rav Yosef sat and tried to be ma'ayin and to figure out with this my mitzvah rabba. What did Ifra Hurmiz mean when she said a mitzvah rabba? So Amalei Abaye Meditani Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda Ein Poskin Tzedaka Al HaYisomim Afilu Pidyon Shvuyim. From the fact which you just quoted, that we don't make the Yisomim give tzedakah even for something like Pidyon Shvuyim. So Shema Minoah, you see from here, Amud Beis, Pidyon Shvuyim Mitzvah Rabahi. That's a great mitzvah. Meaning, for the fact that this is the one we don't do it, even something as great as this. So that you see that Pidyon Shvuyim is a very big mitzvah. Tosfos over here. Second. Pidyon Shvuyim Mitzvah Rabba, right? Top Tosfos. V'hada Omer Perek B'nei Ha'ir in Megillah. Ein Moshkin Sefer Torah El Nil Torah V'lisa Isha V'loketani Pidyon Shvuyim. Why didn't it list it over there if that's such a big mitzvah? You would sell something? Shema Milsa De Pshita. He was so poshit. V'lo Itzrich L'misnei. It was so obvious to state it for that you would do it. So therefore, that's why it's omitted from the list over there of things that you would sell. Okay. Continues down the Gemara on top of the base. Amr Le Rava Le Rava Bar Mari. What's the source for this idea that Pidyon Shvuyim is a tremendous mitzvah? The pasuk says, l'mavis, v'asher l'cherev l'cherev, v'asher l'ra'av l'ra'av, v'asher l'shvi l'shevi. Right? So this whole pasuk is from Yirmiyahu, right? When time's going to pass, they're going to say to you, where should we go? You'll tell them, this is what Hashem said, those who are going to death are going to go to death. Those who are going to go to the sword are going to go to the sword. And those who are going to go to captivity, go to captivity. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, kol hamu'ucha b'pasuk, as they're getting later on in the pasuk, things that are mentioned last in the pasuk, zeh kasha mechaver, is more severe than the one that preceded it. See, Rabbi Yochanan explains, cherev kasha mimavis, sword is worse than mavis, than death. Ibai say mekrav, ibai me'es svar. If you want, I can tell you it's based on a pasuk, I can tell you it's based on a svar. Ibai say me'svar, if you want to tell me that logically why it's worse, haikop minavil, v'hai loka minavil. One mutilates the body, and one does, that's, you know, the death one doesn't, okay, I said that. Sword does mutilate it, but death, by natural means, does not mutilate it. Ibai say mekrav, going to answer the pasuk, yakar ve'ene Hashem hamasol l'chasidav. Precious in the eyes of Hashem is when his chasidav, his pious ones, die. Ra'av kasha mecherev, famine is worse than a sword. Ibai say mesvara, if you want, I could tell you it's based on logic. Hi, komitz dayer, hi, lo komitz dayer. With one who dies of ra'av, of famine, you suffer a lot before you die. It's very difficult to last, you know, the days as you, before you're dying of hunger. But the one who dies by a sword does not. He's not mitz dayer. He gets killed. Ibois a makra, if you want, it's a pasuk. Tovim hayu challe chere michalle rav. Fortune, well, this is a pasuk in Eicha, the ones who died by the sword, the ones who died by rav. Shevi kasha mikulam, but Shevi being a captive is worse than all of them. Again, we're talking about pigun shvuim, so that's the context behind this. This is the worst. Tekuluch isnehube, because when you're held captive, you have ra'av, you have the cherib, you have the misa, they all are contained in them. That's why we consider the pinyan shum such a great mitzvah, because you're saving a person from all these terrible, terrible things. Okay, continues the one now discussing about that tzedakah. Ton Rabbanan. Kupa shel tzedakah, nigbeis b'shnayim, u'mishaleches b'shlosha. So when they're collecting the monies, so it's collected by two people, and when they actually distribute it, it has to be done with three, because that's like a ma'isa beis din. Nig base bishnayim. It's done. It's collected with two people. She'ein oisin swaros al hasibur pachos mishnayim. We don't give any swarings like a position of authority. We don't do this by less than two people. Umischalekis bishloshin. It's divided up with three. Kedini mamonos, like a regular case of like a beisdin, that who gets and who doesn't. So that's like, you know, you're paskening. So that has to be done with shlosha. That is the kupish al tzedakah. Tamchui. This is food for the charity plate. Nigbeis b'shlosha, u'mischalekes b'shlosha. It's collected by three, and it's also distributed with three. Shigibuya chiluka shavim, because basically when you're collecting it and you're giving out is the same day. If you collected it with only two, then you'd wait to find a third person to give it out. The food could rot, right? Tamchui b'kolyon. The tamchui food is given out every day, and for that the third person has to be there so he can, you know, give it out with any you know, stalling. Kupa, but the money, me'er Shabbos, le'er Shabbos. That's given out once a week on Friday, on Erev Shabbos. Okay, continuing with differences between the tzedakah, the kupa and the tamchoy. Tamchoy lani oilam. When you have the food platter, that's for anybody. Any poor person who comes to the city can take from this. The kupa, however, is lani ha'ir. That's designated exclusively for the poor people who live in your city. Right, anire. Aniye Ircha Koidem, we know, is the svara. Rishayim b'nei ha'ir la'asos kupa tamchui v'tamchui kupa. They have permission for the people in the city. They can use the money that was collected for the to flip it. They could use the kupa for a tamchui to make the tamchui into kupa. L'shenosa l'chol mashiyirtu, and they can change it for whichever tzedakah they want to, depending on the needs. Meaning, if they see that now all of a sudden we need to give to the whatever, the biker cholim, or you know, Hakanasas Kala, whatever it is, they're allowed to reallocate the funds that have been collected. Rishoy ben Ahir lehis lahas nois al hamidos val hasharim val schar polim lasia al kitzosim. So they're also allowed to set the measurements here for that, meaning the prices, things that even like for the, you know, food staples, they're allowed to set them. For the sharim is for the prices that are doing it. What else? Val scharpolim is the wages for, like, you know, minimum wage, how much people get paid, and also they can give a knas for people who you know, are violating their specifications. Now, that was the end of the price. Omer Mar, Ein osin swaros al hatzibur pachus mishnayim minohani mili. Where do we know this? Where do we know that you can't have swara with less than two people? So Amrav Nachman Amakral, the Pasuk says veheim yikhu es hazahav. This is talking about the collecting of the donations for the Mishkan and for the big day Kahuna. So they taking the zahav, the gold, right? So but it was plural, right? It's veheim. So you see from here that it has to be miut rabim shnayim. It's definitely plural. So it's going to be at least two people. Swarosu delo avdi. Rises says that you can't have swara that, right? Ha hemune meheman. But if you have a single person who was, trusted, then you would do that, right? And the reason why you have two people is not because a single person isn't trusted, but because, we don't give a single person this type of authority over the community. Simsaili Rabbi Chanina. This goes according to what Rabbi Chanina said. To Amar Rabbi Chanina, Maisa Umino Rabbi Shnei Achin Al Hakupa. Once Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi put two brothers, they were in charge of the kupa, of the tzedakah fund. Now again, even though brothers are krovim, so they're possible to give aid, it's not a question of that. He's not concerned about that, and he put them as in charge of that. Somar asks, my swaruso, what's the swara, what's the authority over here with collecting tzedakah, right? I don't know, that wouldn't sound at first glance to be the authority. So Gemara explains, the Omer of Nachman, Omer Rabba, Baravua, Lefi Shem Mashkinin al HaTzedakah. Vafilu Be'er Shabbos. No, because they can. A mashkon is collateral. They can take your. They assess how much you have to give, and they can even take that from you. You're not going to give it, so they're going to take your watch. They're going to take your chair. They're going to take your baseball glove, whatever it is. They're going to take something from you in order to give that. And they would even do this on Er Shabbos. And people say, I'm so busy, I'm running around, I don't have time. Okay, tough luck, buddy, because we're taking it. So that's the swear over there. That's a powerful position to take someone's property. Ini, 1 second, Zavli Tshuva, Hakasiv, Pasuk in Yirmiyahu says, Ufakadati al kol lochatzav. I will punish anybody who oppresses them. For Amar Rabbi Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marta b'shmei derav v'afil al gabei tzedakah. Even for the gabei tzedakah, they're going to get punished, right? If they're going to forcing people to do this, so then but again, so the kasha is like this: if they're allowed to really take a mashkon, so why is that considered to be the lochatzav? They're the ones who are oppressing people. So it says no lokasha ha da amid. This from Nachman's statement is when the guy's rich, right? A rich guy you could take from him even by force. Ha da lo amid. And the case of Rabbi Yitzchak is when the person is not rich. Then if you are taking from someone who's not rich, that's when you're called akol lechotzav, like the people who are oppressing. Ki ha da Rabbi Achpe the Rav Nosson bar Ami. Right, this once happened that Rav forced Rav Nosson bar Ami. The Shakamine Arba Ma'a Zuze Litzadaka. He took from him 400 zuz for that. That's like 4 months' salary. Do your own personal salary in your head and take, if somebody would forcibly take from you 4 months of your salary, that's a lot, right? You can try to quantify that. That's a lot of money. Okay. Continuing talking about the tzedakah. Vaha maskilim yazhiru kizohar harakia. Those will still shine like the brightness of the rakia. Paskin Daniel, Hamaskilim is Yazhiru Kizohar Rakia Zed Dayan Shadon Din Emes Lamito. This is talking about a Dayan who does things absolutely true because of his chokhmah and his bina and his das, and he was able to figure out the emes in the din. Umastiki harab and kachri laolam void. And the positive is that they're going to turn the righteous, they're going to shine like the stars. Eile gabay tzedakah. These are people who enable others to do the tremendous mitzvah of tzedakah. Masnisa tana, and we learned in a brisa, hamas kilim yazhiru kizohar rakia, zedayin shadan din emes lamito, vigabay tzedakah. That both of them are referred to in the first case, right? Umatzdike harabim kochri laolam void, and those who are turning the many people, the matzik, the rabbim, to give them like stars forever, they're going to shine. Eile melamde tinokos. These are the people who teach children. Kigon man, who's an example of like that? Not every single rebbe is on that level. Halavai, but unfortunately it's not like that. Kigon man, who's like that? Omer Rav, Kigon Rav Shmuel bar Shelas. I would have a rebbe like Shmuel bar Shelas. Why? What do we see of him? De Rav Ashkechel Rav Shmuel bar Shelas. To have a koa beginsa. He found Shmuel bar Shelas was in his garden. Amalei shavakti lehe manusach. You've abandoned your talmidim. You're here in the garden. So Amalei, no. Shmuel bar Shelas says back to him, Hatlesar shenin lochazili. It's been 13 years since I've looked at my garden, and nevertheless, hashanami. Even right now, even though I haven't seen this thing, it's like a very emotional moment for me. I'm seeing my things. Datai ilavaihu. My das, my thoughts are on my talmidim. So when you have a rebbe like that, that's what it means. This tremendous, beautiful thing. Virabon and Mai, right? So then, they want to say Amravina va'ohava k'tzeis haShemesh b'gvuroso, right? We love him like the sun comes out in its strength. Ton Rabbanan. Okay, more halachas about tzedakah. Gabay tzedakah einem rishoyim lifrosh zemizeh. They can't separate from each other because they have to be above suspicion. Aval, however, porish zeh l'shar v'zeh l'chanus. One of them can go to different places. One can go into like the gate of a house. This guy can go into the store to collect. Motzamos peshuk. If they find money in the street, now me'ikar hadin, they're allowed to keep it. But again, you have to always be concerned about marasayin. What's it going to look like? They see you putting money. So lo yitnei b'toch kiso. He shouldn't put it into his own pocket. El enostin l'toch arniki shel tzedakah. He finds $20 in the street. So that's his. He's allowed to keep it. But he shouldn't put it in his pocket. Because, oh, look, I just saw the guy walking down the street. He's the big guy with tzedakah collecting money for him. And he just put $20 in his pocket. So don't put it in your pocket. Put it into the community funds in that purse. However, l'chsheyav l'veso yitlein. But when you get home privately, then you can take it out and you can take the money from there. That way people won't look suspicious. Kiyotzevo, similarly following. Hayenoshe bechavero mono ufra b'shuk. If you loaned somebody money and he pays you back now in the middle of the marketplace, lo yitnu l'toch kiso. Don't take that money. It's yours. You loaned the guy $100 and he gave it back to you. Don't put it into your wallet. Ela nos l'toch arniki shel tzedakah. Put it into the community funds. L'chsheyav l'veso yitlem. And when you get home, then you'll take it out. Ton Rabbanan, Gabalai Tzedakah, She'en Lehem, and Ni'im L'chalek, if they've collected money, there's no poor people to do it, so now what are you going to do with this money? Portin L'achirim, you can exchange these copper coins, which are going to rust, for silver, with all other people. Ve'en Portin L'atzum, but don't do it by yourself, that's going to look, it just looks suspicious. Gabay Tan Chui, if they've collected food and they don't have any poor people to give it out to, they can sell the food to others. Don't buy it off yourself for that extra food. Coins should not be counted two by two, meaning in like large amounts. Ella achas achas, count it one by one. That way, there won't be any error when you're tallying up how much money was collected. Omer Abaye Mireish. Originally, Lohave Yosef Mar Atzipe Deve Knishta. Rava would not sit on the mats of the shul because they were purchased with community tzedakah funds. Came in the Shema Lahud Lahadatanya. Once he heard the following brisa, right? Klishinosno Lechol Mashiyirtzu. They can change what purpose they're doing it for, whatever they want to. Have a Yosef. Then he would sit down with them. At first, Rava would have two different money pouches. One for the name of any city, for of the world, and one for the people, the poor people in his own city. Once he heard what Shmuel said to Rav Tachlifa Bar Adime, Avid Chad Kisa, make one, now on the top of the Daftez, Vaasne Allah, and then you should make a Tanai on it. Ihunami Abid Chad Kisa v'asni l'Allah. He made one person. He made the Tanai on it, so that it was a condition that he could give it. Ravashi Omer Ana Asnuye Nami Lo Tzrichna. I don't even make a Tanai. People know me. Dekol Ka Osi Adaita Didi Osi. Anybody who's coming giving knows they're doing on my das. Uleman de Beena Yahivna Le. And I give it to whoever I think is proper in my own eyes. Okay, Emirat Hashem, we'll pick it here, pick up next time with Hanhu Bey Trey Tavachay.